Australia will join the US tomorrow at the Leaders Summit on Climate to discuss an international approach to combating climate change. The two-day meeting, hosted by US President Joe Biden, will comprise 40 world leaders, including Scott Morrison, with heavily increasing climate action on the agenda. The Global Summit has the potential to create a united effort against climate change, but with resistance within the Morrison government, experts are unsure whether Australia will step up to Biden's challenge. Dr. Elizabeth Bolton has practiced teaching and performed extensive research into climate and environmental change at the Australian National University. She told The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg the summit could herald a new united approach to the problem.
It's massively important, and I think Biden amalgamating all of these international nations to get together to have a discussion about this, it's the potential of a new start in how internationally nations approach this problem, which is that, you know, cooperation is the answer, because it's so complex and there's so many technological and R&D opportunities that it has to be progressed together, and you do need those big engines of industry and R&D at the table. So I think, you know, it's a really, really vital conversation.
How do you think Scott Morrison will be received at the summit, considering his past actions or lack thereof on climate change?
Well, I think it's already in the pre-comments that are already being leaked, indicating that pressure is clearly being put on. They already called out the paucity of offering, you know, some simple technical solutions. If, you know, Biden has said it can't just be technology, we need intent and a whole range of a suite of policies and supporting legislation, and, you know, it needs to be a strategic approach. So I think the US have already called them out and they're applying the pressure.
What sort of agreements and targets are expected to come from this meeting?
Honestly, what the main thing is that whatever the particular technical target is that the main objective is to create a sense of cooperation and urgency among the international community, and like a coalition and a partnership against this problem. And I think to me that idea of shaping the narrative and becoming a major international relations issue, that's a big outcome in itself.
What is your opinion on Scott Morrison's climate policy and approach to sustainability up until this point?
Clearly Australia's been caught wrong-footed, and it's a little bit embarrassing, because although, you know, the fossil fuel lobby was able to, you know, strongly influence Australia's policy, what we've seen is that we're small fry when it comes to global trends. It's been a little bit diluted because they thought we could dominate the space in our little backyard, but we've not paid heed to the larger gear changes that are happening globally in the climate, but also in the attitudes and policy and so forth. So we're behind the eight ball now, and, you know, we are in a bit of, I think it's really in a bit of a precarious situation, because we have a lot of those key decision makers at the moment have strong links with the fossil fuel industry. They've sort of got your back against the wall in a way, because the spotlight's in their face and we're exposed, essentially.
Morrison has rejected the calls from city-dwelling Australians for stronger climate reform by saying, "We will not achieve net zero in cafes, dinner parties and wine bars of our inner cities." What is your impression of this statement?
It's just a nothing statement. I think it's sort of pandering to the divisions in society, when we're in fact trying to amplify division, and the idea that we have separate Australias and things like that, where in fact this is an issue that goes across our community. And, you know, it's a petty little small-minded comment in my view, because it is the time for us to have an Australia-wide approach. And frankly, the task ahead of us is so immense, we don't have time for division. It's time to unify and work together, and I just don't think it's not helpful.
Do you believe that involvement in this summit could steer Australia towards some more genuine, thorough policy and action on climate change?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, we just follow America, and in this situation where America are, you know, recalibrating towards strong climate action, that's a good thing. But I think the ultimate thing is that Australia will probably do what it's always done, which is follow America.
Dr. Elizabeth Bolton from the Australian National University speaking to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.